Title: Using Pentatonic Ideas in Ragga Jungle Advanced. Alright, let's build some real Ragga Jungle musical glue. Because here's the funny thing, jungle can be absolutely chaotic on the drum side. Vocals flying everywhere, bass tearing the place up, but the tracks that stick in your head usually have a simple, hooky motif holding everything together. Today we're doing that with pentatonic thinking inside Ableton Live. Not pentatonic scale runs, not trying to sound like a blues solo. We're using pentatonic as a set of safe landing pads so you can write riffs and stabs that stay memorable, don't clash with unpredictable samples, and still feel heavy at 172 BPM. By the end, you'll have a 32 to 64 bar looped arrangement, chopped break, sub plus mid bass hook, pentatonic stabs that answer the rhythm and vocals, and switch ups every 8 bars so it feels like real jungle, not a loop that forgot to evolve. Let's start by setting the table. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. Time signature stays 4/4. Now make 4 groups. Drums, bass, music, and vocal or SFX. This is one of those advanced beginner moves that pays off immediately, because jungle sessions get messy fast. Then on your master, drop a utility and pull the gain down by 6 dB. That headroom is going to save you later when your drums and bass start fighting for oxygen. Now we pick a key, but we do it in a very jungle-friendly way. We're going to start with a minor pentatonic. A, C, D, E, G. 5 notes. That's it. No B, no F, which means fewer nasty clashes when you throw in random ragga shouts, sampled chords, or gritty resampled bits that aren't perfectly tuned. Pentatonic is basically your safe mode for writing hooks in a sample-driven genre. Here's an Ableton speed trick. Add the scale MIDI effect on any MIDI track you're writing on. Choose minor pentatonic, set the bass to A. Now whatever you play gets bent into the pentatonic. This is amazing for fast idea generation, especially if you're jamming on a keyboard and you don't want one wrong note to ruin the vibe. Before we write any notes, we need the break to slap. The pentatonic hook only hits if the drums already sound like a moving train. Drag an amen or think break into a MIDI track so it loads into simpler. Switch simpler to slice mode. Slice by transient. If the break needs tightening, warp the clip, and use beats mode with preserves set to transients. We want it tight, not smeared. Now for swing. Open the groove pool and try an MPC 16 swing around 55 to 58. Don't overdo it. Apply it at around 30 to 50%. You want roll, not drunken wobble. Then we layer for weight. Add a drum rock with a tight punchy kick, and a snare that has some body around 180 to 220 HE. Classic move. High pass the break a little so the kick and sub can own the low end. Put EQ8 on the break track and roll it off around 80 to 120 HE. Use your ears but keep that zone clean. Cool. Now we write the bass hook, and this is where the pentatonic idea becomes the brain of the track. We're going to do bass in 2 layers, a sub that's clean and stable, and mid layer that talks. Same MIDI, different character. That's how you get weight and readability without writing a complicated melody. Create a MIDI track and load operator. Oscillator is a sine wave. Keep it simple. After operator, add saturator with about 2 to 5 dB of drive, soft clip on. This helps the sub translate without turning it into fuzz. Then add EQ8 and low pass around 120 to 180 Hz. That keeps the sub-sub-B. Now write a 1-bar pattern that feels like jungle conversation with the break. Keep the notes mostly anchored around A, but use quick jumps to G or C for movement. And here's the coaching point. Don't think I need a melody. Think I need targets. Root, flat 7, 4th are your main landing zones. In this scale, that's A, G, and D. Those 3 notes alone can carry an entire drop if the rhythm is right. If your bass is fighting the groove, don't immediately rewrite it. Try micro-timing. In Ableton, you can nudge the whole MIDI clip earlier using the clip delay. Move it earlier by 5 to 15 milliseconds and suddenly it locks with the break like it's glued. Now duplicate that sub track for the mid layer. Keep the MIDI identical so the 2 layers feel like one instrument. On the duplicate, load wavitable or stick with operator and switch to a saw-like tone. Add auto filter in LP24. Push the filter drive a bit, like 2 to 6. Add some envelope amount, maybe 10 to 25, and set envelope decay around 150 to 350 milliseconds. That envelope is the talk. It makes the rhythm articulate without you adding more notes. After that, add amp. Yes, amp. Try clean or blues, and bring the gain up to taste. Don't smash it so hard that you lose all transient punch. Jungle bass needs bite, but it also needs definition. Then add multiband dynamics lightly, like an OTT vibe at 10 to 25%. Subtle. If you go full OTT, It'll get exciting for 2 minutes and then exhausting forever. Now group both bass tracks into a bass group and sidechain them from the kick. Put a compressor on each bass track. Enable sidechain. Pick the kick as the input. Ratio around 4:1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release 80 to 150. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. We're not doing EDM pump. We're making room so the kick pokes through while the bass keeps rolling. Also, make the sub mono. Utility on the sub track. With that 0%. Jungle Systems want that low-end centered and confident. Next up, Pentatonic Stabs, the Raga answer. Create a MIDI track for your stabs. Load analog or wavetable, make a two-saw patch with a bit of detune. Then add the chord MIDI effect to make it feel like a classic jungle chord stab, without doing complicated harmony. Set one shift to +7 semitones, another to +12. That gives you a power chord plus octave feel that cuts through. Now shape it like a stab, not a pad. Add auto filter, LP12 or LP24, with a touch of envelope so it pops. Then echo. Try 1/8 dotted or 1/4, feedback around 15-30%, and filter the echoes darker, so they don't hiss all over your break. Add a small to medium reverb, decay under 2 seconds, and a little pre-delay so it stays punchy, and a touch of saturator, 2-4 dB. If your stabs are washing into the groove, don't just turn them down. Make them shorter. Drop the note length MIDI effect on the stab track and set it around 70 to 130 milliseconds. That's the sampled stab trick. Short, decisive, rhythmic. Now compose the motif. 2-4 notes max. Strong rhythm. You can use a CD or a GE or CDE for a rising energy feel. But remember the mood trick. In a minor pentatonic, C, the minor third, reads more emotional. D, the fourth, reads tougher and more percussive. So for heavier ragga roller, lean on D, E, and G, and then reveal C later as a switch-up. It'll feel like musical development without changing the harmonic world. Placement-wise, think offbeat skank. Put stabs on the end of 2 and the end of 4. And here's a groove move that sounds small but hits huge. For stabs that answer the snare, try intentionally placing them a tiny bit late, like 8 to 20 milliseconds. That lazy drag is pure ragga attitude. Don't randomize everything, though. Pick one element to push or pull so the track has a clear pocket. Now we go from loop to arrangement, because jungle lives and dies on switch-ups. Use a 32-bar drop blueprint. First 8 bars, full drums plus sub only, tease the hook. Bars 9 to 16, add the mid-bass and a light version of the stabs. Bars 17 to 24, bring the main stab riff and vocal chops, full hype. Bars 25 to 32, switch-up time. And the key concept, a convincing switch-up does not require new notes. It requires new behavior. Take your bass riff and, for bars 25 to 26, move it up an octave. Same pentatonic notes, new register, instant lift. For bars 27 to 28, have the rhythm. Fewer hits, longer notes. For bars 29 to 32, avoid the root A. This creates tension while staying scale safe. Then when it returns, make it obvious. Pair it with a drum fill, a vocal chop, or a quick noise riser so the listener feels the signpost. You can also do pentatonic rotation every 8 bars. Same 5 notes, but you change what feels like home. Chunk 1, make it the center. Chunk 2, lean on G, the flat 7 for a darker pull. Chunk 3, lean on E, the 5th, which feels forward and neutral. No chord change, but the listener perceives movement. That's jungle science. Now for drum edits and automation, the stuff that screams this is real. Automate the mid-bass filter cutoff to open slightly every 8 bars. Do reverb throws on the last stab of every 4 bars. For break edits, duplicate the break clip and do one small surgery move right before a transition. Reverse a single slice, or do a gated 1/16 repeat. If you want controlled chaos, use beat repeat sparingly. Set interval to 1 bar, grid to 1/16. Chance around 10-25%, then automate the chance up only for fills. That way it doesn't randomly ruin your groove for 8 straight bars. Quick mixing so everything sits. On the drums group, add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2:1, and aim for 1-3 dB of gain reduction. Then drum bus with drive around 5-15, crunch low. Keep boom off or very low because your sub is handling that job. On the music group, EQ8 and watch the 200 to 400 HC zone. That's where stabs can cloud the snare. Carve gently. Add utility for width, maybe 80 to 110%, but don't go nuts. Bass stays mono. On the mid bass, high pass around 120 to 180 HC so it doesn't fight the sub. If you want your bass to read on small speakers, do a parallel presence return, saturator with heavier drive, then an EQ bandpass from around 300 Hz to 2.5 kHz, then a compressor to level it. Send only the mid bass there, not the sub. Now the riff is audible without destroying your low end. For advanced attitude, you can sneak in chromatic approach notes as ghost notes. Keep the main notes pentatonic, but add a super short grace note, like 10 to 40 milliseconds, a semitone below your target, like G sharp into A or C sharp into D. Do that mostly on the mid bass, not the sub, so it reads as aggression, not harmonic confusion. And if you want that hypnotic rolling loop that never quite lands the same way, try a polyrhythmic pentatonic loop. Make a 3-beat motif in the bass, and loop it while drums stay 4/4. In Ableton, set the MIDI clip loop brace to 3 beats. Your note set stays safe, but the phrasing keeps shifting against the break. Instant jungle trance. Let's cover the common mistakes so you can dodge them fast. First, accidentally writing in the full minor scale and leaning hard on notes that turn it into sad melody land. Pentatonic keeps it tough and sample friendly. Second, too many notes. Jungle hooks are rhythmic first. 2 to 4 notes with the right placement can be more memorable than a busy line. Third, stabs too long. Shorten them or use note length so they don't smear into your break. Fourth, mid-bass fighting the snare around 180 to 250 Hz. Eck it. Change the patch or change the envelope. Don't just turn things up and hope. Fifth, no variation every 8 bars. This genre expects switch-ups. Even tiny changes read as massive when the drums are energetic. Now a quick mini exercise you can do in 15 to 25 minutes. Stay in a minor pentatonic. Write 2 1-bar bass riffs. Riff A uses A, C, D. Riff B uses A, G, E. Keep each to 6 triggers max. Arrange 32 bars. First 8 is riff A with sub only, next 8 add the mid layer, next 8 switch to riff B and bring stabs, last 8 heap riff B but change the rhythm without adding notes. Add 1 break switch up at bar 16, bounce it, then listen on low volume and ask 1 question, can you hum the hook? If you can, your pentatonic composition is doing its job. And here's the bigger homework challenge if you want to level up. Make a 48 bar arrangement using only those 5 notes, no exceptions, and keep it interesting purely through rhythm, register, texture, and arrangement logic. This audio version is shortened for playback.